This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Finding Your Bliss with host Judy Liebrack, heard every Saturday at 1 p.m. on Zoomer Radio.
One of the goals of our show is to help you get more connected to your bliss. And sometimes all it really takes is a minor adjustment, a tweak, or even a really good suggestion of how to move towards the life you've always dreamed of. The fact is, most of us do struggle with our dreams and goals from time to time, but there is a great solution, and it's one that can really shift everything. If there's something you've always wanted to do, or you're stuck in the middle of a crisis that feels like it will never end, you can use this 100-year-old technique to come closer to finding your bliss. It's actually called a mastermind group, and you're going to meet the group that I've been involved with for many years now on today's show. A mastermind is a small gathering of people that meets weekly or monthly to tackle challenges and problems together. Anyone can create their own mastermind group, whether it's first-time writers or artists, singers like we are, or you are, entrepreneurs, anything you can dream of. Members share their struggles, receive advice, and share connections. And most importantly, the members of your mastermind group believe in you, even when you're feeling unsure and anxious as you try to take your next step forward. What I can tell you is that the mastermind concept has been hailed by Forbes magazine as being critical to success and focus. So this week on Find Your Bliss, we bring together members of the Big Heart Mastermind, a group of women I've been lucky enough to be meeting with and friends with for over 10 years, who've all seen the amazing benefits and results of belonging to a group such as this. We'll also be sharing tips on how you can start your own mastermind group. But right now, it's an absolute delight and honor to welcome the mastermind group and my good friends, the Big Hearts. Welcome, everyone. I want to start with celebrity vocal coach and singer Elaine Overholt. Elaine, welcome back to Finding Your Bliss. So great to have you here again. This really all started with a discovery class at your studio, Big Voice Studios in downtown Toronto. And we all met. It was a 6-week singing course. What exactly is a discovery class? And can you tell us what happened when we all did that class together, all of us here?
Well, I realized there were so many adults or people who have, you know, maybe older teenagers who wanted to come back to the singing thing, or they never even started it in the first place. And it was always a dream to finding their bliss. And sometimes it would be people coming back after 30 years or 20 years of not singing. So it's a group that I still do. I still run these groups. And this particular group was all ladies and some beautiful voices, I think, as you're going to hear later today in the program. And it was all about reclaiming your voice as a singer and having the power and the joyfulness of being able to sing the way you had hoped you could sing.
It's almost like you curated this group because they were all broadcasters and actors and singers, and we just were all so aligned.
You know what? It just kind of happened. It was you, whoever wants to sign up, sign up. And here were all these incredible women.
Yeah. And what happened was we met, and the course ended, and we were very sad to end it. So we made a birthday party in your honor. Mm-hmm. And on that night, Mag Ruffman. Welcome back, Mag Ruffman.
I like Rag Muffman. Let's go
Mag
with
Ruffman. You're a singer and actor whose show Self-Help Cabaret is doing so well that it's been added to the Fringe Festival lineup from July 1st to 12th. Everyone go check that out. The show's fantastic, as many of us can attest to. So we had this birthday party, and we were sad that it was going to be the end of our discovery class because we all hit it off so well. And when the course was over, we said, what are we going to do? How are we going to see each other again? And Mag said, I have a great idea. We're going to start a mastermind group. Can you describe for us what that is? What is a mastermind group and what it does specifically?
Sure. A mastermind group can be around business. It can be around a topic like fitness or maybe writing. It can be goals and accountability. So you get four to six people seems to be a really good average. We have a few more people than that. It could also be a cause-based thing where you wanted to raise money for a local cause or something like that.
Sure.
So everybody just basically comes on the day, and everybody's in the hot seat for 15 or 20 minutes. They get to say where they're at right now and where they need support, and everybody gives them, questions and advice.
And sometimes you're the devil's advocate. Sometimes you're just brainstorming or, challenging and championing and cheerleading. It's almost like we're all life coaches for each other, right?
It's so true. And it's like group life coaching. And also, the idea is that the mastermind, when you get more people than just yourself in a room together, it's a bigger mind. And so it works really well. No ego. You have to be willing to be open to suggestions.
And it's trusting. Like, we all have each other's backs, and we all are there for each other, which is so amazing. Singing is really our foundation. Later on in the show, we will have Elaine Overholt singing with the Big Heart backup singers. But right now, we have a clip of you, Meg Ruffman, singing a song from your one-woman show. Can you set this up for us, please?
Yes. This is a hilarious song. Was it James Taylor, I think, wrote it? Yeah, I think. Yeah. Steamroller Blues, it's called. And it's supposed to be making a joke about blues songs. So that's what this is. It's a sort of a satire.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So, and this is from your show, Self Help Cabaret.
Yeah.
And it's Steamroller Blues. Let's roll that clip.
Thank you.
I'm a steamroller, baby, bound to roll all over you. A steamroller, baby, I'm bound to roll all over you. Maybe a little later. I'm gonna inject your soul with some sweet rock and roll and shoot you full of rhythm.
All
right. Isn't that a great song? It's a goofy song.
You're amazing at it.
It's a fun song.
Your show is so awesome.
Thank you. That's my favorite song because I get to go. Well, first of all, Elaine played that groovy track, but I also get to go into the audience and just really tease people.
So great. It was so, oh my God, I can't wait to see it again. It's amazing. Elaine, what do you love the most about the Mastermind Group?
Oh my goodness. That's such a good question. I love that we have gotten to watch each other really grow and gain confidence in so many areas. Whether it's when somebody's going through a very, very hard time and we're just supporting for a month or a year even, or whether it's supporting someone like Judy, our host here, who at the time when we started was still raising her children and kept saying, well, I've always wanted to do a radio show. And we encouraged her to start her Bliss Minutes, which you
true.
Did.
Yes.
And then look at you now. You have a radio show. So I love that we're reinventing ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so fantastic.
And we have the support of each other.
It's so incredible. There's lots of different types of mastermind groups. I always love the example that instead of a book club, you could have first-time novelists meeting, right? And they would all get together and figure out how to write that first book. What are the four types of mastermind groups?
Right. So there's no matter which type you choose to set up for yourself or join, it's stuff gets done. Which
right.
is real. I think we can all attest to that.
Yes.
So business is often the most popular type, like Henry Ford, Walt Disney.
Walt Disney.
They all had mastermind groups. Mission-based, I guess, is the second one. A lot of people are like, we got to raise money for those animals in Australia or
right.
whatever. Ours is more accountability and goals.
Passion and purpose, right?
Oh, absolutely. All the juicy words. And then there's the just like a fitness group or some topic that you've got a bunch of people that really care about this one thing, CrossFit maybe, you talk about your challenges and what you need to improve.
And it's not like it's some kind of hocus pocus thing, you know, because I'm not a joiner of any cult or anything like that. It's just women or men and women getting together and saying, how did you do last month? And are you stuck? Where are you stuck? Let's
so great.
Help you figure it out.
Where are you at? Like, I think so. We started off with 10 minutes each in the hot seat talking about where we're at, what's going great, where we're stuck, where we need help. And what's so cool is someone will sometimes have the answer for you. Out of the 8 women, mm-hmm. someone will just say the perfect thing. And it's always someone different, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what's so great is as opposed to just going out with your best friend to try to figure it all out, which is so awesome. Well, we came together as singers, but it evolved into so much more. Forbes magazine. The talks about this as being one of the foremost things, and as you've mentioned, people like Disney. What is Forbes magazine basically saying about why this works so well? It originated from somebody's book.
Yeah, well, they're saying that you're kind of a goof if you're not doing it.
Right.
You know, they really are. There's so much accountability that we've all noticed. In some mastermind groups, you're assigned a partner, and they have to call you once a week and tell you, hey. Did you do that thing you said you were going to do? What else did Forbes say? I don't know. They were all over it.
Napoleon Hill, right?
Don't even consider not doing it.
Right.
You know, Napoleon Hill came up with this after he interviewed famous, like, huge industry leaders, and they all did this. It was like kind of this little movement going on that he formalized. He called it a mastermind.
Wow.
He said, oh, if all these, like, if Thomas Edison is in a mastermind group, C.S. Lewis was in a mastermind group with J.R.R. Tolkien. They called themselves the Inklings, and they came up with Chronicles of Narnia and Lord of the Rings.
So amazing. We're going to be hearing from Elaine Overholt later on in the show, so everyone, you've got to stay tuned for that. It's an incredible song that she's singing, and all of the big heart singers are singing along with her and back up, and it's going to be fantastic. So we're going to a quick commercial break right now. When we come back, we will meet more of the members of our mastermind group, Della Bichov, Renee Welling, and Haley Preziosi. Back in a moment.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by Create, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
Create is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. Create is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, Create is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. Create has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? Create Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about Create Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
Talking all about mastermind groups with members of the Big Hearts, which is the name for our group that's been going on for 10 years with the most amazing women. And I'm so happy to have you all here. And I'm happy to welcome now to Finding Your Bliss, Della Bichov, Renee Welling, and Haley Preziosi. And we're also joined, of course, by Elaine Overholt and Meg Ruffman. And we have some members who are not here today, and I want to mention them, like television broadcaster Liz West, former opera singer and musical theater singer Arlene Abramski, and film actress and producer Patricia McKenzie, who we will be hearing from later on in the show. She's calling us from Hollywood, where she's now living, partly because of this group, but you'll hear all about that later on. Mm-hmm. Haley, how have you grown and developed from being part of a group like this?
Oh, I mean, when this group was formed, I was in my early 20s. I am the baby of the group, so I'm a couple decades maybe junior than most of the other ladies here. And I was felt so out of my element, Judy. Oh my gosh. Do you remember how quiet I was for years?
Yes.
Well, because there's all these women that had incredible success in different ways. And here I am thinking, who am I? I'm no one. But at the same time, I have my own passions and just watching them be fearless and really take chances. And also them not letting me get off the hook. You know, there would be times where I would say, oh, I've nothing happened for me. I don't want to talk. I don't want to say anything. And then someone would ask like a nice quiet question. And then anyway, you get put in the hot seat, whether you're ready to or not.
As we call it, as Meg calls it, we get skewered, right?
We get skewered. That's the terminology for it.
But so many things have happened to you. You're part of the incredible a cappella group Countermeasure.
Yes.
You were also working
formed
as a vocal.
The same time, actually.
You're working as a vocal coach for Elaine Overholt.
Yes, absolutely.
Which is Big Voice Studios down in downtown Toronto.
Which is a huge joy in my life. And I wouldn't have had that without this group, absolutely.
Which is amazing. But I have to say, you are a singer.
I am.
And I was blown away. Like, I'm getting actually the shivers right now. I really am. When I received the track to your original song, The February of Forever Ago, it has never been played before on the radio. You have written it. You are the songwriter. You yes. are the singer.
Yes.
And I honestly, I have the chills when I say this. Haley, can you set up this original song for us, which I know was produced by Glenn Morley and Elaine Overholt?
Yes. Well, in the formation of making this show, we had an opportunity to put a clip of ourselves on the air. And Elaine and I agreed when we met that it made the most sense for me to do my bliss, really, which is being a songwriter. And I've been a songwriter since I was about 14 years old, and it's my biggest dream, my biggest passion. But there's just always been, you know, that fear there that I think we can all relate to. And with some loving pushes from my big heart sisters, this is my radio debut of an original song of mine.
Well,
I know, it seems crazy just to say it, but, you know, I want to say it here. It's going to be the first of many, and this is not going to be the end. And this is a song about something that happened a long time ago. It's a song about, I think we all have those moments in life where something big happens and it hits us, and, you know, we move on and we grow and we change, but it changes us in that moment. And this song speaks for itself, but this is my original.
Let's take it away. It's The February of Forever Ago yes. by Haley Preciosi.
To the bottom of the hill, you'd find a couple of kids with nothing but time to kill. In the memory of our reverie, it was true love, I was sure. Oh, 'cause it felt so pure. And there you were. I think it was February of forever ago when you held my hand and you let me go. And I've searched my mind about a million times for a real reason why. I just know it was cold outside and you let me go. Whoa. It was the February of forever ago.
That song is gorgeous.
Thank you, Julie.
Wow. Thank you for that. Della, you have been, I want to introduce first Della Bitova. Della Bitova is here. You have been a vitally important member of this group with all of your gorgeous creativity and your beautiful music, your cards that you designed for all of us with these beautiful, I don't even know how to explain them, maybe you can, and your fairy dolls. And you, when you joined the group, you had just returned to Canada from Ireland. And you had spent 10 years in Ireland and you were back. And I think you were sort of, you know, had that culture shock of being back in Canada. How did being part of this group, the Mastermind Group, help you reconnect to your singing and to your purpose?
Wow. Well, it was actually 12 years that we were there.
Wow.
And funny story is that you guys were part of my life in Ireland and you don't even know it. I had picked up a CD of Elaine's.
Wow.
The Discovery CD, where she takes you through how to sing Georgia on My Mind, line by line. And I found it once when I was back for a visit to Toronto at the Theatre Books. It's no longer open, but I would play it in my kitchen in Ireland. And I thought, when I get back to Toronto, I'm going to look up this woman. I love her. I loved her playful energy. You know, singing didn't have to be so serious. And I just loved her energy. And I thought, and so that was the first thing I did.
Wow.
When I came and never looked back. But I started finding my voice in Ireland through ancient Finnish women's songs. And you, this group is very instrumental in me putting that all together into a one-woman show.
Yes.
Which was one of my dearest creative projects, along with my CD, which, as you guys know, I talked about for years. And, you know, with that push, I think what this group has given me is the courage to put forth my creative work.
Yes.
And to see the strength in my vulnerability.
And to share it with the world, to share your beautiful gifts, because you have so many creative, beautiful gifts, one of which, of course, is your gorgeous, exquisite voice. And you cut an album of beautiful music, and we're going to hear a track from that album right now. Can you set up Little Butterfly for us?
Okay, so this is an original song I wrote, and it was about my daughter leaving. She was my last child to leave the nest. And I was a stay-at-home mother. I was very fortunate to have that choice. That was a privilege. And so it was a bit hard. It was like, you know, I've raised my children now. Last bird is leaving the nest. Yeah. There is a lot of sadness welling up. And so I thought, I don't have the words for it. I'll write a song. So it's a very special song. The album is very special because it's a family affair. My husband, Nick, sings and plays harmonica on it. My son Jake produced it, recorded it.
He's also a singer-songwriter. Yeah.
Yeah. And my other son Nicholas played the drums, and my daughter Emma did the artwork. And the Big Hearts did some backup on a few of the tracks. So that was the last link when, you know, I was told, what else do you need to get your CD done? I said, well, I need some backup singers. Duh. When do you need us? So this song is about my daughter leaving, and it's a mother's lament.
That's so beautiful. We're gonna take it away. It's Little Butterfly by Della Bitove.
Once you got it, let it fly. Dance it through the starry sky. Dance and dance and dance, and don't ask why. Dance your colors across the sky. You are ready, you are ready. Dance your colors across the sky. You are ready, little butterfly.
Della, how can we get this the single? How can we listen to this again?
You can listen to the entire album for free on SoundCloud under the name Deluca, which is D-E-L-L-U-K-K-A. That's a nickname my late father gave me. So it's all there.
That's so beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much. I love that so much. And now we move to Renee Welling. Hi, Renee.
Hello.
So good to have you on Finding Your Bliss.
Wonderful.
You've worked, Renee, as a model, as an actor, as a singer, and you were a first runner-up in the Miss Canada pageant, and you still look as beautiful and fabulous as ever.
Oh, thank you.
What has it been like for you, Renee, to be part of this group, and how has it really helped you with your passion and purpose?
It was a fortuitous time when I went to a discovery class, and that was thanks to Patricia McKenzie. We had met at an audition, and I had heard her humming, and curious as I am, I said, oh, you have a nice hum. do you sing? And she said, yes, I do. And I said, you know, I've always loved singing. Did a little bit with it when I was young, very young, like 10 years old, and then stopped. And I said, you know, I'm at a point that I would like to discover singing again.
Wow.
I wasn't into fitness really that much. I didn't, you know, I wasn't playing tennis. I wasn't skiing. I don't know. I wasn't playing bridge. And I thought, I love singing. I love singing. So what can I do? And Patricia said, I know what you should do. Phone Naila Overholt and take a discovery class.
Wow.
And so what has it done for me? At the same time, about 6 months after discovery and meeting everyone, I went through a really, obviously I was already lost a little bit when I joined Discovery. There was a transition in my life that it was just lost, but then tragedy happened and scary stuff. And boy, oh boy, were they a wonderful, supportive group. They put up with my hot mess. As Elaine said, maybe a year. I think probably 2 or 3 years they put up with. And they were so supportive and so generous and kind. So it's given me, it's helped me achieve, my goal is peace of mind.
Yes.
That's my goal, peace of mind, and they have helped me.
And you've helped all of us too. You have also helped all of us with your support and your smile and your courage and your beautiful singing. And we actually have a gorgeous track, and this is one of my favorite things that you do, of you singing La Vie en Rose. Can you tell us why you connect so much to this song?
Well, I always have liked singing in different languages. I also am particularly fond of another era, in another time, in another country. So it was just a given when I started learning about Edith Piaf when I was tiny. I was just fascinated about her story. And frankly, to be honest, I picked La Vie en Rose because I have trouble memorizing words. So that was actually one of the shorter songs she had instead of Mon Dieu or Lime l'amour. Or, you know, I thought, oh boy, those have too many words. Plus the message of La Vie en Rose is
so beautiful. All right, without further ado, we're going to hear Renee Welling singing La Vie en Rose.
J'appartiens quand il me prend dans ses bras. Il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur, une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est moi pour lui, lui pour moi dans la vie. Il me l'a dit, l'a juré pour la vie. Et de que je l'aperçois, alors je suis un...
That was so gorgeous, Renee. I love that. And Elaine Overholt would like to say something about that.
I have to say I'm welling up. And I think welling up,
welling
Renee
up.
Welling. That was unintended. Because, you know, the strength of the human spirit, the resilience of the human spirit is incredible, and music is a wonderful portal to reclaiming yourself. And this woman is so strong with what she went through, and that was such a beautiful piece.
Thank you so much, Elaine Overholt, and thank you so much, Renee Welling, and everyone. Well, the Mastermind concept, as we discussed, has been hailed by Forbes magazine as being critical to success and focus. And coming up after this commercial break, we'll tell you how you can set up your own Mastermind group and all of the amazing benefits of belonging to one. We're also going to hear from a wonderful member of our group all the way from sunny California. Back in a moment.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by CREATE, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
CREATE is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. CREATE is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, CREATE is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. CREATE has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? CREATE Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about CREATE Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
We are back, and this is Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio, AM 740. We're talking about the magic of mastermind groups and how we're also going to be sharing tips on how you can start and manage your own mastermind group. I want to introduce you to someone. I just want to make sure she's on the line, Patricia McKenzie, who is really living the dream. She's living in LA and has a very active career as an actress, singer, and producer. And her name is Patricia McKenzie. And I think momentarily she's going to be joining us from sunny California. I'm going to listen to Carlos, who's going to tell me if she's on the air. Hello? Carlos says she's on the air. Hi, Patricia.
Hi.
Hi. It worked.
Hello, Hollywood.
Amazing. How are you, Patricia?
Things are great here. Looking forward to seeing you guys in the summer.
Oh, we are too. Welcome to Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio, AM 740, FM 96.7. Patricia, how did the mastermind group help you overcome the hurdles in your life? Patricia, by the way, just if I haven't mentioned, is a singer and a producer now living in California. She's done extremely well, and she's going to be telling us some of the things she's doing very soon. But how did it help you, Patricia, as an actress and a producer, to overcome the hurdles in your life and to get closer to living your dream?
You know, I think there's enormous power in articulating your dream in front of a group of very supportive people. And that's what our mastermind group has done for us. And for me personally, just seeing everyone grow and how I've grown in the 10 years that we've known each other, the honest conversations we've had, I think that's such a valuable just asset and treat to have in your life, being able to have a group of women to sound off your insecurities. And, you know, everyone's doing great. Everyone's got these fabulous careers. And to hear the inside and the struggles that we all have but no one talks about is such a blessing. So I think it's that enormous support.
I remember there was a huge turning point, Patricia, in your career where you were doing really well in commercials and television, but you really wanted to break out into the film industry. And we had a mastermind meeting, and something transformative happened to you that night. And we actually have the email that, in fact, Meg got me connected to that email, Meg Ruffman, that you wrote after that audition when you got the great news that you landed a role opposite Robert Pattinson in the Cronenberg film Cosmopolis. And here's a bit of that email now that you wrote to all of us in this group many years ago. Ladies, I don't know what happened, but your big hearts paid off. I think all of your wise words were in my consciousness, playing themselves out at my auditions. I've been auditioning nonstop since I got back to Toronto, almost 2 auditions, callbacks a day. And finally, it's come to fruition, and I have been cast in a leading role in David Cronenberg's new film, Cosmopolis. Most of my scenes are with the lead actor, Robert Pattinson, of course, who you all know from Twilight. And you end by saying, I'm so excited, relieved, and grateful for your open ears, open hearts, and wisdom. I still can't believe how lucky I was to find the Discovery class and this magical group of women. Love to you all. XOXO, Patricia. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I mean, I feel the same way today.
What happened, do you think? How did the mastermind help you?
You know, being an actress can be very isolating. I come from the world of dance. I was a dancer before, and I was used to being surrounded by people all the time and having that support. But when you're an actress, you just go to your trailer. You just learn your lines at home. Now you do your auditions by self-tape, so you don't really have to interact with human beings until you get to your scene partner on set. Mm-hmm. So for me, I can get into this world of insecurity and, oh, I'm not going to get it. And oh, so for having a group of people around you saying that, no, this is perfect for you, you're going to do it, you're going to, and just bringing that energy in of, you know, a kind of champion energy and confidence.
Instead
of defeatist.
Yes.
Jaded or lackluster, you know, that changes everything. That does everything.
Anyway, it's the most wonderful story. And Patricia, we were all at your beautiful wedding and you sang this amazing number called I Want a Love That Will Last. And I think this was also produced by Glenn Morley and Elaine Overholt. We want to play it for everyone. Can you set this beautiful song up for us?
So I wanted to sing a song at my wedding, and yes, you were all there. Elaine Overholt coached me on this song, and I had no idea how to craft a song or shape music or, you know, make beautiful music, as Elaine puts it. So Elaine Overholt and Glenn Morley took me in their hands and coached me through it and recorded it for me with Elaine playing piano. We also have a video of it, but here it is.
So this is I Want a Love That Will Last, starring Patricia McKenzie.
Not the kind of girl to complicate the past. I want a love that will last forever.
I forgot how unbelievably beautiful that was. That's so good. Love that.
You know, the group has given me so much confidence as a singer, and Elaine has given me so much confidence. So I'm just forever grateful for that life shift.
That's so gorgeous, Patricia. Can you tell us briefly what you're up to? I know you're about to go to a Washington conference. You're producing two films. Can you tell us a little bit about all that?
Yeah, well, so, you know, my bliss is making the world a better place through self-expression, and so I stay active. It's pilot season for me in L.A. I am working on three feature films. One is in post, two are in pre-production, so as a producer and actress. And then, yes, I'm headed to Washington, D.C. to deliver a keynote speech on school safety and bullying. That's important to me. It's for IGIS, which is the Integrated Justice Information Systems, the nonprofit created by the Justice Department. So I'll be presenting solutions to violence to policymakers, heads of TAG, Justice Department, based on this proven research by the National Center for the Prevention of Community Violence, which is a nonprofit I'm on the board of, because we believe violence is a process, it's not an event. So I'll be showing a bit of my 2013 film, Bully Fighters, which I've been touring with in schools across the U.S. And actually, some of the ladies in this group are part of the Bully Fighters.
That's right.
So it comes full circle. And then after that, I'll be in Toronto to sing for a charity called AIDS Beat. So the singing has remained very important to me, and it's all because of the group.
That's so fantastic. Well, when you come back, we'd love to have you back on to do an episode on kindness and anti-bullying this summer. Can we do that?
I would love it. Thank you so much for taking the time and giving me this opportunity to talk with you guys.
Thank you so much, Patricia. Enjoy the beautiful weather.
Oh, sending love, everybody.
We miss you.
Miss you.
Without further ado, that was so lovely. We have a solo now with Elaine Overholt of Big Voice Studios, with the Big Hearts singing as well with Elaine. Elaine, can you set up this gorgeous version of When I Sing?
Yes, When I Sing was written by a group of wonderful artists, songwriters that got together, Sherry Ulrich, Bill Henderson, and Roy Forbes. It was done on a Canadian film as well, and I've used it in many different situations. It's a great message, and I've never actually recorded it before this, and so it's me with all of our fabulous ladies doing all of the backup vocal work, and I'm very, very proud.
Gorgeous. So excited to hear it again, and here it is, When I Sing.
Well, it's easy to be blue. It's easy to be sad. It's easy to be brokenhearted. I don't know about you, but when I'm feeling bad, there's nothing like a song to get me started. 'Cause when I sing, I feel as light as spring. It's a funny thing. I just feel a lot better, feel a lot better.
When I sing, that's when I start to swing. It's a funny thing. I just feel a lot better, feel a lot better.
Feel a lot better than when I have to talk. A talker, I'm not.
Talking only makes a muddle, always gets me into trouble, yeah. It's a funny thing. I just feel a lot better.
I'm not.
Talking only makes a motto, always gets me into trouble, yeah.
It's a funny thing, but when I sing, I just
feel a lot better, feel a lot better.
I just
feel a lot better, feel a lot better.
I just
feel a lot better, feel a lot better when I sing.
What are we doing, 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 doing,
yeah.
That song is gorgeous. Meg, how can people start their own mastermind group?
You just invite 4 to 6 people by email or phone them, and usually they all want to see what it is about. And one person acts as the facilitator each month or week when you meet, and just kind of keeps things moving. Everybody gets a turn, 15 minutes or so, to explain where they are and ask for advice.
That's so amazing. And can we ask everyone just around the room what their bliss is? I want to start with Renee. What is your bliss?
Just one, or can I say a couple?
Say a couple. Go for it.
My son, my dog, and my husband. And not necessarily in that order. No, it is in that order. And my father. My family.
Yeah.
My family.
Of course.
My bliss.
Yeah. Beautiful. And what about you, Della Vito? What is your bliss?
Well, creative work always brings me bliss. I'm currently working on a book, but I'd say my number one bliss right now is my new grandson, who's 6 weeks old. I'm ready to slay dragons and sing my heart out. Hi, Bowie.
Aww. Elaine Overholt, what is your bliss?
Other than my daughter, my bliss, and sleeping in the morning, it's seeing the look on someone's face when they're in front of me and I'm in a lesson with them, and something happens that is magical and they've never done it before.
That's so wonderful.
What I love.
And someone else, your wonderful partner, who is so, he's the wind beneath all of our wings, right? He's Glenn Morley.
I didn't mention him, did I?
You didn't mention him,
Glenn.
Just now, but we're going to mention him a lot at the end of the extra, but he really did
so much. He's
the
wind beneath my wings.
Haley Preziosi, what is your bliss?
So many things. I would have to say writing music, singing. Singing was my number one. And actually, similarly to what Elaine said, just the older I get, the more life I live, the more I realize giving back means so much. And teaching and really helping someone else discover their own voice, that gives me so much meaning.
Hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Love that. And Meg Ruffman.
Well, just kiting off Haley's response, I find that the older I get, the thing that makes me the happiest is uplifting other people. And so that tends to be the focus for me. If I'm feeling crappy, I'll go do something nice for somebody else. And it kind of puts things back in perspective.
My bliss, nobody ever asked me, but I just...
What's your bliss?
Well, we're all looking at you expecting
you. My bliss is definitely Cliff. Love you, Cliff. Mm-hmm. And Max and Lily, our children. This group, without a doubt, my dear, dear friends and all of my dear friends and family, and doing this work, as Elaine said at the beginning, is being able to help other people connect to their bliss. Like, I spend a lot of time crying in this seat, just with, it's not sad tears, it's very happy tears with joy that other people are getting connected to their bliss. So I'm just grateful to all of you guys so much for making this possible. And Meg Ruffman, who never wants to be thanked for anything, but she is a big part of it. Yes, she is.
Moving on. Let's go to the meditation. It's my favorite.
Are we ready for the meditation? I don't think we're ready for the meditation yet.
Oh.
But I do have an announcement.
Oh.
Just a plug here for our favorite comedian, Carla Collins. Elaine was just saying she knows her well and has worked with her. Carla's also worked with Elaine. She's coming to Toronto next week for her comedic meditation tour, where she's doing comedy and guided meditation, sometimes even with a little bubbly. The dates are Thursday, February 27th and Friday, February 28th at Big Stretch Yoga Studio in Toronto, and Saturday, February 29th at 1 p.m. at Synergy Health in Burlington. For the rest of the dates, because there are many of them, please go to carlacollins.com. I also want to thank all of my wonderful guests for being here today. Elaine Overholt, for all of your leadership and beautiful singing and piano playing, and for everyone here, and for your stunning musicality. And Glenn Morley, for all of his beautiful mixing, engineering, and producing in the recording studio for all of the songs that we've heard today, really, including all the way to California with Patricia McKenzie. and to Meg Ruffman for having the idea of starting the Mastermind Group. And don't forget to check out her one-woman show, Self-Help Cabaret, this summer at the Fringe Festival in Toronto. And to singer and artist Della Bitto for your infinite creativity and beautiful voice and spirit. To Renee Welling for your courage, humor, and gorgeous singing. We love you. And to Haley Preziosi for your incredible vocals and your inspired songwriting, beautiful voice, and this outstanding new original song that was produced by Glenn and Elaine. And to Patricia McKenzie for gracing us with your music and your shining light as an example of how to go after your dreams. I also want to say a special shout. I don't know if she'll come into the studio for a minute. I've never asked her to, but it's her birthday today, to the producer, Phyllis Newman. Hi, Phyllis. Where are you? Hey, come on in. Phyllis Newman, she might be coming in. We want to say happy birthday to you.
We could sing it.
We could sing. Yes, let's do it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Phyllis. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday. And of course, we want to thank Meg Ruffman for this show because she was very instrumental in helping us with this show. So thank you, Meg. To production coordinator, always a superstar, Siobhan Kylie, and another superstar production assistant, Haley Allegia, technical producer, Carlos Cagina, and everyone here at Zoomer. I think I'm going to close out the show now, as always, with a meditation called Meditate with the Mountains. And so everyone just relax. If you're driving, pull over, turn off your ignition, and gently close your eyes. And here we go. Being in the mountains is a unique experience. The clear air, fresh breeze, sweeping vistas, and gorgeous foliage all provide nourishment for the soul. So going on a hiking or camping trip, or even just spending a day in a green, natural area, can really help boost your inner calm and tranquility. If you aren't in the mountains right now, which we're not, you can visualize being there and tap into memories of outdoor adventures for this meditation. Lie down outside if possible. If not, find a comfortable place to lie down inside, lying down or sitting up, whatever feels more comfortable. And take in a nice deep breath right in through your nose and out through your nose or mouth, whatever feels more comfortable. You can add small touches to remind you of the mountains, like opening a window to let the breeze in or lighting a pine-scented candle. Make sure your eyes are closed and breathe long, slow breaths in through your nose and out through your nose or mouth. Let your entire body surrender into the support of the earth, and actually picture Mother Earth wrapping her arms around you with healing love. Feel the coolness of the gentle mountain breeze blowing across your face and your body. And stand up slowly and take a refreshing breath right in, drawing in the fresh mountain air. And take another deep breath right in and breathe out, letting it all go. Open your eyes gently. Stretch and yawn. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Smile. And wishing you a wonderful afternoon. And before we go, Deanie Petty is on the show next week. We are so excited about that. And also want to thank all of you again for being here. Elaine Overholt and all the wonderful big voice singers and wonderful human beings. Renee Welling, Della Bitto, Elaine Overholt, Haley Preziosi, and of course our wonderful Meg Ruffman. and Patricia McKenzie for calling in from Hollywood, and then all of the others that were not here today but are very much part of this group and will be on the show in some capacity, like Liz West, beautiful broadcaster that she is, and also Arlene Abramski, mm-hmm. and we've mentioned, of course, Patricia McKenzie. For all of us here at Finding Your Bliss, I'm Judy Lee Brack, reminding you all to take one step closer to finding your bliss.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.